top of the world with you. Nothing is bringing me down.
Welcome to Faith Summit of the Air with Reverend Adewumi Adebusayo of Word and Spirit Ministry International, a production of Wasmi Media and Broadcast.
Yes.
God bless you once again. Welcome to Faith Summit of the Air. My name is Adewumi Adebusayo. Now, in our last episode, we continue on the series, How to Enjoy the Good Fight of Faith. And we spoke extensively on the first thing you need to do to enjoy that fight. We say make a decision. And today, we will just move right straight into the second thing you need to do to enjoy the good fight of faith. And that is resist the devil. Resist the devil. Now, after you have asked and you believe you receive, what do you do to enjoy the good fight of faith? Because what happened is that in the midst of you believing, you receive, and you shouting your shout of victory, the enemy is going to come in to knock you down. But in the midst of it all, we say there are things you need to continually do to stand your faith and to enjoy the good fight of faith. So we said the first one is make a decision. And then number two today is resist the devil. Resist the devil. That is the second thing you need to do to enjoy the good fight of faith. After you have made a decision and then you keep on with the confession of your faith, you resist the devil. Take time out while you wait for your answer to come. Take time out. The devil will come to you with thoughts. He will come to you with imaginations. And he will try to build strongholds on your mind to make you think that what you have asked for is not forthcoming. So what do? You resist the devil. When the devil comes at you with images of failure or lack or sickness and disease, what you do is to rebuke those images instantly. Now, listen to me. The devil walks by thought. The devil, you know, he comes softly into our lives, you know, via thoughts. And those thoughts are actually what create images before us. Images will not form before you without thoughts. It begins with thoughts. And you know, that is actually, you know, one thing Paul said in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 4 to 5, you know, when he was talking to us about how we can stand against the attack of the enemy. He said, the weapon of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of stronghold. Now, when he wrote that, he was not actually telling the believer to begin to carry that into the place of prayer and begin to shout it. Yeah, we may use that in the place of prayer when we actually know, you know, what we are doing and what we are saying. But you see, that place is not for deliverance. Praise the Lord. That passage of scriptures is not for deliverance. People are trying to use that for deliverance. It's not for deliverance. It's for faith. It's for the believer to do something. It's for the believers to do something. He said, the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. It casting down imaginations and every item that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. So every thought. So it begins with thought. When thought comes that are contrary to the word of God, that is the devil speaking. When thought, after you have believed, after you have asked God based on his promises or based on his word, and you have believed that you received, the devil will come with negative thoughts. The devil will come with thoughts contrary to the word of God you are standing on. So what do? You rebuke those thoughts. You don't accept those thoughts. You rebuild. If you are sad, if you ponder on those thoughts, they will create images. I like to deal with the devil at that level of thought. But paraventure, those thoughts have begun to form images before you, and the devil begin to bring those images. What do? Also, you rebuild those images in the name of Jesus Christ, and then you stay back on the word of God. You rebuild those images. You rebuild those thoughts that are coming in, and then you stand on the word of God. That is actually what it means to resist the devil. Resisting the devil is not in shouting. Resisting the devil is not in crying. Resisting the devil is to rebuke the thoughts and the images he brings along, which are contrary to the word of God. And when you do that, you know, one of the things in that place is every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God. The knowledge of God is the word of God. The knowledge of God is that which God has said in his word. When you have that knowledge, the enemy will seek to tell you things that are contrary. The word of God said you are healed. He will try to bring up pain. He will try to bring up feeling of pain that make you think that, oh, if truly I'm healed, why am I still feeling this? But you see, one thing you need to understand is the fact that you, as a believer, you don't walk by feeling. You walk by what God says. You walk by what the world says, not by feeling. So when those feelings begin to come in, when thoughts begin to come in that are totally contrary to what God has said in his word to you, you rebuke those thoughts. You rebuke those thoughts. You take your stand. Rebuke those thoughts and get back on the word of God. You get back on the word of God and begin to say what the scriptures have said out loud. You begin to say loudly what the scriptures have said. You begin to take your stand in the word of God. That is what it means to resist the devil. In James chapter 4 verse 7, the Bible says, submit yourself therefore unto God. He said, resist the devil and he shall flee. Resist the devil and he shall flee. Now, the word flee there from the Greek actually means to run from as in terror. So what he's saying is when you resist the devil will run from you as in terror. It means you have terrorized him. And the only way you resist him is to rebuke the thoughts and the images he brings. And by the word of God, speak forth what God has said. That is what it means to resist him. That is what it means to resist him. And I can tell you, you know, I remember some times ago, I had some health challenges and spent some times in the hospital. And, coming out, the devil kept bringing the same thought, you know, of that incident to me. And every time, you know, that thought kept coming. It kept coming to me. It kept coming to me. But I had to stand on the word of God and I resisted him. I told him, no, that cannot happen to me anymore because Jesus already took my infirmity. I told him that, look, what happened then is actually what Jesus had already taken. And if it happened then, it was because I didn't give attention to walking in the reality of what Christ has done for me in the work of redemption. So I resisted him and I let him know that Jesus already took my infirmities and bore my sicknesses. And what he took, I need not take. What he bore, I need not bear. So what happened? Did he run from me? He ran away from me in terror. Because every time you speak forth the word of God against him, you bring forth that which God has said in his word against him, he runs away. He flees. He flees. He said, resist the devil and he shall flee. Resist the devil and he shall flee. So part of enjoying your good fight of faith is to continually resist the enemy. You don't have two enemies. You have only one, and that is the devil. You resist him. And once you resist him, he flees. He flees. In 1 Peter chapter 5, you know, Peter said that you resist him steadfast in the faith. You resist him steadfast in the faith. And I challenge you today, no matter what that situation is, learn this, step into this and begin to resist the devil. Find out what the word of God has said. Resist the devil. Rebuke those contrary images that are coming to you. Rebuke those images that tells you you can't make it in life. Rebuke those images that tells you you are going to die to that disease. Rebuke those images that tells you that you can never, you know, make that money, you know, to pay that bill. Rebuke those images. Rebuke those thoughts and stand on what God has said. I call you blessed. God bless you. See you in the next episode.
Thank you for listening to Faith Summit of the Air. To contact Reverend Adewumi, please send message to WhatsApp number 080-748-39159, 080-748-39159. Thank you for listening. Join Reverend Adewumi again next week, same time, same station. God bless you.